Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What are we doing?
What are we
here?
Doing? We're talking about the Warriors' win last night, 131-118. And you know what? How could you not feel good about this team? No, seriously. Like, what? If there is a problem on the team, and I guess size and not having Al Horford, okay. That's always been the problem with the Warriors, and they still find a way. Like, if Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, what?
Serious with the glasses.
I'm sorry.
The glasses are
I
just
I used to
absurd.
Wear glasses not quite like this, but glasses similar
as you
to
wear
this.
A trash can lid trash on, your can head, on your head, you can't Street, take dog? Him seriously.
What are you talking about, dog? Sesame Street, and I'm in San Francisco. It's the homeless capital of the world, bro. I fit right in.
I think there's more
what
people.
What are you talking about?
Chaska, there's more people that look like me dressed up like this in San Francisco than look like you right there. I'm just going to keep it a buck.
What?
There's more people dressed like I am working in downtown San Francisco than dressed like that. Come on.
Liar!
Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are we arguing over our costumes right now? Can we just have fun?
Is this? Did
are,
I just,
we, are we allowed to have fun?
I mean, I just feel like I was born in a wrong era. All these Harry Potter references are just so over my head.
Because you weren't into it. That's okay. You missed that spot. You
well,
were like
I'm not
in
a
high
dork.
School. You like Star Wars and you're dressed like a Sesame
Star
Street.
Star Wars is not
dorky.
You're
the biggest dork I know. It's not even close.
Not even.
Steph, what's up with these young players?
It's huge. Like, it's you got me, Draymond, Jimmy. You know, trying to be the anchors, but when you have J.K. playing the way he has to start the year, BP starting to, you know, figure out his spots and his confidence and keeping, you know, things simple. Now that you got Mo back, you got another guy that can space the floor, knock down shots. Mm. Will coming in and change the game defensively for us, cutting off the ball. Like, everybody has value, and we need everybody to contribute on a night-to-night basis. And if it's not your night, stat-wise, like, whether you play 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, come with the right energy because we feed off of it.
Okay, 888-957-9570. We'll make this a theme of the show. Does does Joe Shasky not knowing who Harry Potter or Ron Weasley are, is that a red flag? 888-957-9570.
My boy Rocco, you work with dorks. Like, thanks, Rocco.
You work with dorks.
Great. We've never seen Harry Potter.
That's fine. You're into Star Wars.
Star Wars is one of the most watched movies of all
time.
So
is Harry Potter. It's not. Dude, you're comparing the dorkness levels of Star Wars where they use lightsabers.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away.
There's only one book that's sold more than Harry Potter, and it's the Bible. Bible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going deep into the Bible these days. I'm dead serious.
Are you?
YouTube, yeah.
Okay, what's the book?
Wait, on Exodus? YouTube? I don't think it counts if it's on YouTube.
No.
You have to read it and not watch it.
No, there's this guy, Wes something or other, who I follow on YouTube, and he like breaks down like some of the historical accuracies and then some of the metaphors and things like that. It's actually really good. I was actually talking with the father about this, actually. It's I'm going to go deep.
Yeah. JC or like a priest?
No, a real priest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's okay. It's a generational gap thing. It is. Now, all of us were raised on Sesame Street, so that's a reference that even people that were from the 70s will know, just like when Star Wars released.
Yeah.
But you were in high school, I believe, when the first Harry Potter probably came out into theaters. Was it 98, 99? Or maybe it was like 01.
01.
Okay. So yeah. When did you graduate high school?
01.
Okay, perfect.
Well, technically 2024, but.
When were you in your senior year in high school? It's 2001. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So we're all learning things. I'm learning that this Golden State Warriors team, I'm excited. I'm having a good time watching them, Joe. I haven't had this much fun watching a Warriors team like in the regular season. And I'm taking away the second half of last year. Yeah. I don't know. Like since the championship year. Like that feels sustainable.
Last year was pretty fun the stretch.
No. I'm saying I'm taking that part away.
Okay.
Because the first part of last year, did it feel sustainable at all? Did it feel
it was all over the place.
Okay, exactly. This feels sustainable, does it not?
Yes, this feels different.
Why?
Well, because we saw like 30 games essentially or more. How many was it total with Butler?
It was when the trade deadline happened.
Well, I know, but plus the playoffs. Yeah. So what was it, like 40 games?
Something like that. Yeah, right? I'll get to it. Yeah.
This feels a little more sustainable. And the thing for me is if you're seeing growth across the board, right? Like, so as I'm kind of all over the place with Quentin Post. I don't know what to make of him right now. TJD, I don't know what to make of him right now. But like Moses Moody, this is like after the first game of coming back against the Blazers, like he looked so much more comfortable in this one. Obviously, when you hit every shot, you're going to look rhythmic. But he fits the floor and the spacing really well. And he played alongside Kuminga, and he looked good. Kuminga has just been a revelation. Pod's having a great game. God, that was exactly what the doctor ordered.
So yeah, 42 games.
So 42, okay.
Yeah, including the playoffs.
You know, ball movement and his ability to push tempo, finish in the lane, making good passes, coming to a jump stop. I haven't felt this good about the three young players since, like, their rookie year.
It's true.
Now, it's one game, though. Like, it's one game with them all playing well simultaneously.
And it's the
but
Grizzlies.
I would say this. I saw Pods and Moody play well for a month with these other guys. So I do think there's more there with those young guys. The part about Kuminga, I just think he's coming into his own right now. I think you either get on or get off the Kuminga bus right now. Oh. And I'm on it. And I'm telling you right now, if I'm going to put my money, I am putting my money on, he might be a top three finisher as most improved player in the league.
Joe, when's the last time you can have like a Steph Curry score 16 points and feel good about everyone else? And that you're going to win the game even if Steph scores 16 points. That doesn't happen. Unless it was like last season when it's like Buddy Hield has to have the game of his life. If Steph slumped prior to the trade deadline at any point, you're probably going to lose the game.
Unless,
that's how it felt.
Yeah, unless you're playing Chauncey Billups' Blazers.
Unless Chauncey takes out everyone and puts in himself as starting point guard with Tiago Splitter. But hey, it's another win for the Blazers last night over against the Lakers, who are also
I'm telling
not
you, dude,
anyone.
The best thing they did was get rid of Chauncey.
Tiago Splitter, man, coach of the year. Can he win it if you're like the interim, technically? I don't think you can.
It's crazy that Tiago Splitter is already a coach.
It's working. Well,
he was a guy I wanted the Warriors to get.
Really? Oh, when he was a player?
Yeah.
Back in the Spurs days?
I like him.
Tiago Splitter, as I go Stephen A. Smith. Here's more from Stephen Curry.
Yeah, I'm taking umbrage. I'm looking at this YouTube poll. I've heard of Harry Potter. I don't know who the friend is.
No, but you don't know who Harry Potter looks like either, really. Do you?
kind of like you?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm taller than him, though. The actor, Daniel Radcliffe's like 5'5". And my nose is much better
The amount of people I'm getting texts from is like, if you're over the age of 8 and you're wearing a Harry Potter costume.
Do you know when those books came out? When I was literally like 8. Or like even like younger than that. What do we... It's Halloween! Who's gatekeeping costumes on Halloween? This is so weird. This is very strange to me.
It's kind of being a grouch today, you know?
It is. It's very grouch behavior.
I live in a trash can.
But you know what? These people are getting off early or they're having graveyard shifts, and I understand.
Where would you rather live? On 6th and Market or a trash can?
Hogwarts, probably.
They don't have trash cans on 6th and Market?
I mean, have you been down there, Dylan?
Do they still have old-fashioned trash cans like that, where it's like the metal bin? Where it's like I go to the in WWE when they pick up the trash cans
not like
and
that.
Hit people.
They're all
bring those
like,
back.
They're like bolted to the ground.
Yeah,
exactly that.
It's like iron rods and stuff protecting it. Here's more from Stephen Curry, the chef on 4
God,
players.
He looks great.
So is the depth of
the high
team.
Pick and roll with Kuminga was just...
It's just that's how our offense is kind of designed, you know, over the course of 82. You know, how certain teams defend, and if we're able to move the ball, take care of it. We had a little rough patch in the first half, but for the most part, especially in that third quarter, when we take care of the ball, we create good shots. Everybody's capable of finishing plays. Knowing how I can be an off-ball threat, create some chaos. We got to the line, guys knocked them down. Mo came in, huge energy for us. So that's how you get through a regular season. You know, just the unpredictability, but the confidence that, you know, everybody can step up.
I love what he had to say there. Thank you, Guimbonte. That's how you get through a regular season. That is how you remain or play to be a top 6 team in the Western Conference and be a playoff, not a play-in team, is the recipe last night. Can I get contributions from the young guys, maybe a vet or two? It doesn't have to be both Jimmy and Steph all the time. Yesterday it was Jimmy. It's been Steph in the last couple games at times. Pick and choose the vets, and then could two of the young guys step up? And it might not always be J.K. Pods or Moody. Buddy Hield is going to have a game there, you know? Can we get, you know, I don't know what to make Will Richard in the minutes and allocation. Like, Will Richard 4 points yesterday. You know, Pat Spencer came in for a minute. It was cool to have a moment with his brother Cam Spencer on the other side. I thought that was a cool moment.
No, I thought that was awesome.
That was really cool,
right? And
he
backed him down and tried to hit the bucket
at
the end.
It was pretty cool, yeah. And Tim, we came in with the final call there.
I like Cam Spencer.
I do, too. I love the white shirt underneath the jersey. I'm always a sucker for that one. Zero definition. I'm going to hide the arms, ladies and gentlemen. Can't show those off.
It used to be banned to wear a T-shirt under. Now they all have the... like whatever they call it, the dry fit, the Under Armour. I call it Under Armour, but I know it's like a technical name of like dry fit.
Well, it used to be called
because that's
what the Under Armour was back then. Before they became like a major brand,
it was just the compression
things. Yeah.
Anyway, point being is though, like it used to be banned. You couldn't wear a T-shirt in the NBA.
So that's the recipe for me. And when I look at, you know, not having to rely all the time on can Gary Payton II or can Guy Santos or any of these other guys do anything offensively, it's actually enjoyable to watch the Golden State Warriors again and not have to nail bite every single game. No, seriously.
I'm with
because
you.
Because it felt like last year it was so taxing and mentally draining to watch the team. It was fun, don't get me wrong. Like if you're a fan, you loved what they were able to do, even though they eventually still became a play-in team, and that was the matchup against the Grizzlies last year. And the Grizzlies are still the Grizzlies. They're not a threat in the West as far as I'm concerned. I'm not buying
the Grizzlies.
Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., that's not a tandem that I am scared of.
Yeah, the
all.
Arrogant Jaguars? No, I'm not scared of them either.
Arrogant Jaguars.
What?
Well, in fairness, we want to go there. I mean, who's my guy? Liam Cohen was going out Robert Saul after the game. I didn't see
but the Ishalo Jax fans don't think they're
going
good.
At Cart Kerr. No?
No. No. When I was watching this game, there was a play with Draymond that I knew they were going to blow out of proportion. It's when he put his left hand on Aldama's, you know, shoulder and then made a play on the ball. And Aldama looked like someone, you know, shot him from the grassy knoll. No, it was ridiculous. Aldama, get off the ground, off the ground.
You know
and they reviewed it forever.
Yeah.
It was absurd.
You know,
and they're the coach losing his mind. Like, I'm so over the over-adjudication of anything Draymond Green does. Like, I understand he's got a rap sheet. Get off the ground, dude. You're fine.
You know where Aldama's from. Spain.
Okay.
You know what Spaniards do when they play professional sports?
What do?
They flop. They're the goat floppers. World Cup's coming here to Levi Stadium next year.
I wouldn't know. I'll take your word on this.
I'm letting you know. European clubs, specifically Italy and Spain, the biggest floppers in the history of the world when it comes to professional sports.
It shouldn't take 3.5 minutes to review these plays. Like, it's ridiculous. The amount of reviews going over and over. He did not make a violent act at the neck. He was trying to hold him up. Like, and I get it. Believe me, I'm 100% here. Draymond does not get benefit of the doubt regarding the head area and all this. Like, these reviews take way too long. I'm tired of the flopping and the crying on the ground and the coach coming out trying to make some. What are you going to do? Like, what's he going to do? Is the coach really going to fight Draymond?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.